We're on page Kuf Mem Vav, the second paragraph. Kuf Mem Vav, paragraph number 2. He's going to give us some advice how to daven in Shmoyne Esrei. Uche she toimar brochois ushevochois. When a person recites the brochois, the Shmoyne Esrei. The Shmoyne Esrei is divided into three parts. The first three blessings are Shevach, our praise. The next 13 are requests, and the last three are hoidah, thanksgiving. And he writes, when a person he says the berachos u'shevachos, the blessings and the praises, ta'asekilu ata oimel lefnei melech, you should imagine in your mind that you're standing before a king. V'hu oimel lecha, and the king says to you, now here's something that's very unique. The king is saying to you, hashmi'eni es kolcha. What do you want to say? See, this is something you don't see in other svar. When you read other svar about tefillah, they just say, when you daven, you're standing lefnei hamelach. What is unique about the Sefer Chasidim's description of tefillah is, you're not just being oimei lefnei hamelach. The melech begins the conversation, and he says to you, what do you have to say? What do you want? He's asking you a question, which then means the entire davening is a response. Okay, it's a very big difference. What? This is what he said. This is his ideas. I don't know what the source is. There's a very big difference when you take the initiative versus responding. Okay, you make a speech. Okay, if you're a lawyer in a trial, you make opening remarks, opening statements, opening arguments. You get up in front of the jury, in front of the judge, and you make a statement. And then you have a situation where you're being questioned. You're put on the stand, and the judge asks you a question, or the lawyer asks you a question, and you have to respond. The average sefer that describes in Yonei Tefillah gives you the impression that when you come to Davin, you are making opening statements. You walk into a room. You're praising Hashem. Correct. Well, not really praise. The truth is, Psukei Dezimra is praise. Then is Birchos Kriya Shema. It's not really praise. These are blessings. These are blessings. It's praise, but it's not praise. Psukei Dezimra is pure praise. Birchos Kriya Shema are three blessings. You're blessing Hashem, making a bracha on Or, Yoitzer Or Uvorei Choshech, and then there's a blessing on the Torah. You're making a bracha Ahava Rabba, and you're making a blessing on Geula Redemption. When you make a blessing, right? But the blessing is something where you're deriving pleasure. You're not allowed to derive pleasure in this world before you make a blessing. In order to benefit from the light that exists in this world, you have to make a bracha. Before you take a cup of water, you have to make a bracha, shakol ni abid varoi. Before you learn Torah, you benefit from learning Torah, you have to make a bracha satorah. Before you benefit from the redemption that's about to come upon this world, you need to make a bracha. That's not what you're doing when you are reciting Psukei Dezimra. You're not benefiting from anything. You're just praising Hashem. Hashem, I want to thank you for everything you've given me in this world. Yeah, what happened in the past? The general praise. The Birchos Kriya Shema are more intense. It's praise, absolutely. But it's a praise that's specified relating to three very specific topics, themes, which we are benefiting from every single day. We benefit from the fact that there's light and darkness in this world. We benefit from the Torah, and we benefit from the process of Geula. Geula is not a one-shot deal. Geula is a long-term process. The whole Golus is one long process of Geula. So it's like you're making a bracha on a piece of bread. Then when it comes to Shmoneh Esrei, you're making a request. You're making a request. So it's each element of Tefillah has a very different flavor. Now here he's saying something that is very unique. You're not going to see this in other svarim, and that is, when you come and you get up to daven Shemona Esrei, I think the average person, the average sefer that discusses tefillah, the way they present it is, you walk into a courtroom, the judge is sitting on at his desk in the front, and you're escorted to stand in front of the judge, and the gabbai, he says to you, okay, now's your chance to talk. Okay, do you ever watch these videos and people go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky? Okay, there's a very, very horrible video that was released. Everyone see this video that went viral? A person went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and he looks at him and he says to him, you need an upsharon. He says to him, you need an upsharon. You know, like...
You said to
Chaim? No, the Chaim said this to the boy. It was like very strange.
Why is it strange? It sounds like everything I've heard about the man.
It's very strange, the whole thing, the whole video, whatever it is. But when you
like a
haircut, yeah, I don't know. Don't ask.
Beard.
You come in front of a melech. You are requested. You are told. Okay, now is your chance to make a request. That's not what it says in Sefer Chassidim. When you come to Davin, you're taken before the Melech, and the Melech asks you a question. He says to you, sir, what do you want? What are you here for? He asks you a question. When you begin to Davin, it is a response. That's a very, very different type of Davin. Your frame of mind of making a request versus responding to a question, even though your words may be the same, I've come over here to ask you for A, B, C, and D. But you're in a very different frame of mind. The way the words will come out. Okay, the way the words will come out of the person when he is taking the initiative verse, when the person is responding to a question, is a very different type of prayer. And this is something which you don't commonly see. And that's exactly what he says over here. The Sefer Chassidim is filled with chiddush. Every word of the Sefer Chassidim is telling you things that you're not going to see other places. Okay. So let's review. Uchshatoymar brachos u'shavach. When the person says brachos u'shavachos tasek ilu ato aymel lefnei melech, who? Look at these words here. Where do you see such a thing in any sefer on tefillah? Where are you going to find such a statement? Who? Oymer lecha. The king begins the conversation, and he says to you, "What do you want? Let me hear what you have to say." Think about it. Your frame of mind is very, very different. You go to a doctor, person goes to a doctor, so it's one thing when the doctor walks in and you start talking, versus when the doctor asks you a specific question. He says, doctor walks in, I saw all your records, I saw all this, that, and I want to ask you this question. It may be you're going to tell him exactly the same thing you would have otherwise told him, but when you're telling him these words in a response, verse taking the initiative, your focus, your frame of mind is very, very different. V'hu oimer lecha, hashmi eini es kolcha. I want to hear what you have to say. What do you want? Now you respond. When you respond in your Shemona Esrei, now he goes on to say things which are pretty standard. V'al torutz divarecha, do not run, do not race through your words. V'al tamaher lechaytzi divarecha mipicha, do not speak quickly. Now he goes to a new idea. Now this is something very, very common. We all make this mistake. When a person comes to Shemona Esrei, you say to yourself, okay, what do I want today? Today I want to focus on parnasa. I need money. So that's going to be my focus. And the person races through davening. He then comes to the bracha, Borech Oleinu Hashem Elokeinu Es Hashana Hazos. That bracha he slows down and he gives it. Okay? Okay, and he gives it his full attention. Now, everybody, let me take a step back. Someone mentioned this to me yesterday, and I heard this a lot from a lot of people. I heard they say the same thing. Let's not confuse. We all know good and well that today in every single shul in the world, there's not enough time to properly daven. It's not. It's really not possible to say Psuke de Zimra in less than properly on a Tuesday morning in less than 25 minutes. Psuke de Zimra. No, I'm not up to go. I'm talking about Psuke de Zimra. Psuke de Zimra. How long does it take to properly say Psuke de Zimra? At least today, Hayom, Tuesday morning, this morning, during the week.
Mizmor
Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid through Yishtabach Melech Chei Ha'olamim. How long does it take to properly say it? About 20 minutes. No, it doesn't. 20 minutes. 20 minutes. Doesn't take 10 minutes. I'm sorry. 20 minutes. It takes at least 20 minutes. To say it properly takes about 20 minutes. The average shul gives for Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid through Yishtabach about 7 minutes. About 7-8 minutes. The average shul. Chaim Berlin, they give exactly 15 minutes. B'diyuk, 15 minutes. 15 minutes. It's also too short. It takes really 20 minutes. It takes at least 20 minutes, even more. In Munas Yisrael, there's a shul in Bar Park, a big shul, Rav Moshe Wolfson. I used to work there in the summer. I worked there one summer. I worked very early. I think there in the summer. So I davened there every morning shacharis because I had to be there. So I figured in the davened shacharis, it was very convenient. They davened early. They were like 7 o'clock. So there, Psuke de Zimra is literally 30 minutes. 30 minutes. Okay, 30 minutes. An incredible davening. The only thing I can't... 30 minutes and they all come. It's not a joke. The people that daven there, they're there early. They're there very early. And they all... The only thing that I have a hard time is they have a minog. Certain Hasidim is that they scream. They scream the davening. And it just jars me. Just makes me meshuggah. They stand. They cannot stand the whole psuki of the Zimra. And they basically shout it. They shout it. That's very... There are certain groups of Hasidim, that's what they do. That's their custom. Slonim, so this must be an offshoot. Okay, but other than that, I was blown away by some of the things that I saw there, how they daven. They really take it very seriously. It's not a joke. That's the real thing. Real thing. 30 minutes for Psuke de Zimra every single day. So now, Rabbi Yisai, with the shul that we daven in, okay, Rabbi Yisai, please, in the shul that, by the way, how long does it take Shemona Esrei? How long does it take to daven the silent Shemona Esrei? The average shul probably gives about 5 minutes. Three and a half? No way. No way. It takes about 5 minutes. About some of the better shuls will give 6 minutes. In the yeshiva world, there is a unspoken rule. There is a rule in a yeshiva. Not talking about a minyan for balabata, but in a yeshiva, where they don't work. They're supposed to have time. They're supposed to at least train themselves during this time of their life to learn how to daven. There's like an unspoken rule that the silent Shemona Esrei is 7 minutes. Okay, a lot of yeshivas, they follow this rule. Okay, 7 minutes for the silent Shemona Esrei. Once you graduate, you become a balabas, and you go into a regular shul, 7 minutes, they'll shoot you. Okay, the Shemona Esrei is about 5 minutes. If you're really, really a very, very yeshiva shaminyan, they'll take 6 minutes, but not more than 6 minutes. You're not going to find a shul today that will give you more than 6 minutes for a silent Shemona Esrei. So basically, every dav, and some shuls, it's a joke. The whole thing, like you say, 3 minutes, that's a joke. Don't dav in Shemona Esrei in 3 minutes. Listen, that's whatever it is, it is. Now, we all know that you cannot really daven the whole davening in the amount of time that they give you. That's a given. We all know that. So what do people do? And this is the right thing to do. Every day, you should focus on one thing. You have to be organized. You have to have a certain type of mind for this. You go through a sequence. Today, in your mind, today, I'm going to focus on the first bracha. To mincha, I'm going to focus on the second bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim, Atah Gibor. The Ma'ariv, I'm going to focus on Ato Kodosh V'Shimcha Kodosh. Tomorrow by Shachris, I'm going to dwell upon Ato Chonein L'Adam Das. It's a very beautiful thing. A person can do this, and there are people who do this. They're organized. They daven in very fast moments because that's all that's available. And even they themselves, they don't have the patience. I don't have the patience to go to a meeting every day that daven's very, very long. I'm just not cut out for it. So what I'll do is, at least I will make a notation, I'll take a sticky in my sitter, and every day I advance it forward in one thing, and every day I try the best I do to follow. Okay, today I'm gonna try to really concentrate my best on this bracha. Tomorrow, this bracha. And you have a sequence. Ksuka de Zimra, you can do the same thing, Birchas HaShachar. I even know if Herschel Shach, someone told me if Herschel Shach does, so he damas in Yeshiva University, damas in YU, I'm sure they have a very nice minyan, Yeshiva minyan. But he told him, Nechemya Crystal, he used to be in the chair, so he told me that he said publicly that in Yeshiva they daven very fast also, on Monday and Thursday, he davens in the main minyan in Yeshiva Beis Medrash, and they say Vuhu Rachum, and he can't say it so quickly, he can't say the Monday, Thursday, the entire Vuhu Rachum from beginning to end. And since we spent a lot of time on this, and Vuhu Rachum really is, really there are three major sections of Vuhu Rachum, and what he basically, Nechemya told me is, I'm shocked. He said that he alternates. He only says a third. That's what he told me. He only says a third. You have to see if it's really true. And each Monday and Thursday, Monday, he alternates saying slowly, the best that he can, a third. There are three different sections. This third, the next third, the next third. At least that way he comes away with something meaningful.
Why didn't he say the other two thirds later on?
I don't know. I don't know what he meant. Maybe he means the only folk. He does this very quickly. I don't know exactly what it means. So there is such a thing. I've heard this from many people. I've seen from people is that since today, let's not fool ourselves. There's no way you can really daven the whole davening in 35 minutes or less. Okay, there used to be a minyan over here. They took pride in that they finished the whole davening on a Tuesday morning in 18 minutes. Okay, they probably still do it. 18 minutes. And you show that. I want to tell you something. There are people that can do it. It's a gift. There are people who have their anatomy. They have a chituch hadibur. I've seen this. There are people that are gifted. They can really do it. They can really get out every single word and they're smart in 18 minutes. There's no question about it. But those are yechidim. Those are select group. So, I don't know. It is what it is. Whatever it is, that's the way it is. So we all know that the average person cannot daven the entire davening in the amount of time that we allocate for tefillah. So the solution is, there is no solution, but a very, very popular technique that is advised by many people is, put a sticky, one of those post-it stickies in your sitter, and just advance with each single tefillah, a bracha to give attention to a specific bracha.
That's okay.
What?
Is okay.
Not to skip.
No, only one bracha at time you should
to focus on. Look, if you don't have kavana for the first bracha, you're not yoytzei. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch.
What is the kavana for the first bracha?
The perush hamilas.
Okay.
Just the simplest possible translation of the words. The simplest possible translation is what you mechuyev to do for the very first bracha. The other bracha is b'diavad, if you just say the words and your mind is not here, your mind is somewhere else, yoytze. Obviously, that's not a nice thing to do, but yoytze tefillah.
You should not have kavanah for Abraham that he was pushed in the
Gush no, Tifshan no, that's,
and Yisak was on the
no,
Akedah,
no, no,
and
no,
Yaakov
no.
was not a problem.
If
no?
you can do that every single tefillah, kol hakavod. Halavai, halavai. The average person doesn't have the koyach to have all of the kavanas to review the entire Chumash Bereishis every time you go through the first bracha of Shemona Esrei. All you need to do is just be awake. Be awake. Be awake. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak. Just know who you're talking, who you're saying, and that's it. Okay, let's go further. The other part of Shemona Esrei, Bidiyavet. If you don't, you're not thinking. The words are coming out of your mouth. Mitzvah sanashim ulimudah. It's not a very good thing, obviously. But you cannot say to a person that you should repeat the Shemona Esrei. However, if it's too hard to be mechavim every single word of the Shemona Esrei, so at least every day try to alternate. Try to have a system where, okay, one bracha, do little things. Little things are very, very powerful. Now, that's not what he is discussing over here. Here he is discussing a person comes to shul, even if he has a system. Let's say Yitaka has a system, but he says, today I need parnasa. So my primary focus is just going to be parnasa. Today I need refuah. Today I need chokhmah. Today I have to be smart. I need chokhmah. This is not the proper thing. You know why? He says some very powerful words in this section. You really don't know what you need. You think today you need parnasa. That's what you think. Guess you don't really know that. What you really need today may be refuah. What you really need today is re'ena v'anyenu. You don't know, a person really doesn't know what he needs. So don't be a chacham and come to davening in the morning. I had a bad night last night, and I got bad news that my stocks crashed, and I got a bill in the mail that I don't know how I'm going to pay, and therefore today I'm going to buckle down, I'm going to focus on parnasa. That he said that you know, if not for reading Sefer Chassidim, you would say, why not? What's so terrible? Why not? Right? That's what I would say, right? Hashem is sending me a message. I need parnasa, so I need parnasa. That's right. That's right. So dive in for parnasa. But don't overdo it. At least don't come with an attitude that my whole tefillah, I'm going to reinterpret every single word of the tefillah to focus on what I think I need. Chazal gave you 18 blessings, 19 blessings. Those 19 blessings cover everything that you truly need. Don't be a chacham to think that you know better what you need than what Chazal think you need. You want to say something?
Yeah, I want to say something. Because we say this morning, Hashem sfatai tiftach ufi yagid. Not libi. What goes inside, I may think about
practice. Who knows what, yeah.
Hashem opened my mouth to say the
words. The words. Simple words.
At the end of the Shmoneh Esrei,
libi.
Yul ratzon imrei fi, vehegyon libi.
Wow, what a part.
This is what I heard from Rabbi Kron.
Who?
And he said, even if I was thinking about something else, even this yul ratzon.
Beautiful idea. Beautiful idea. You know what he's saying? In the beginning, you only misspell for the P. Hashem sifasai tidechufi. There's no mention of the lave. The last thing you say when you finish, you l'ratzoinim reifi, the hegyon libi. Unbelievable. Unbelievable vart. Wow.
Also, in tefillah shemet, ki'ata shemet tefillah spen.
It's nukhsart.
Right.
Nukhsart. Tefillah spen. Ashkenaz doesn't say that.
But you see that even the
Ashkenaz, they don't do that, even that.
I'm saying, even the Sephardim counts.
He's talking to
you. Even the Sephardim counts.
The Sephardim start from Patel Yohan Novi, Vayachara Devarim Ohele. All of this to come to the Hodu. It takes also 15 minutes.
That's Sukkot Zimra. Okay, right. Okay. Absolutely. Now, therefore, he's saying over here that he's not discussing over here. Let's see now that Hakdama. Let's hear this over here. Now here, third line. It's the third line down in this paragraph. V'im titzarech leparnasa al tasim libcha rak. Do not apply yourself for only le'oisei bracha kimoy lebircha sashanim. Don't go focus only on borecha le'inu Hashem lo'kinu sashan azais. Oh, im yesh lecha choyli. Person needs a refuah. Al tosim libcha rak libirchas choylem. Mibnei sheoimrim olecha lemala. In Shemayim, when they see that a person is dwelling upon a specific bracha lemala zeploini, when they see in Shemayim this person savor, when he thinks sheeinoy tzarich ela lezois, because in Shemayim, oh, this guy, he wants parnas, all that counts to him. Okay. We won't give him anything else. We won't give him refuah. We won't give him geula. We won't give him chachma and v'chulu v'chulu. It's very dangerous. Lekach. What lashonara here? Lekach. Techavein b'chol habrachas. A person shav kavani. Even a person, indeed, he needs something very special. Einoch nami. But don't let that come as an excuse to ignore all of the other blessings. You really don't know what you need. Al Tchaim B'chol HaBaracha, Sharei, Shemoyin, Asar, Yiras Hashem, Liyos Lefanav. The 18 expressions of Yiras Shemayim. You see what he says over here, how he describes the Shemona Esrei. Going back to what we learned the last 2 days, he calls the 18 blessings the Shemoyna Asar Yiras Hashem Lihiyos Lefanav B'Yira Al Kol HaBrachas. There are 18 dimensions to Yiras Shemayim, which are expressed in 18 blessings. Each one of those dimensions is critical. And don't think you can skip a couple of them today and only focus on one. V'al Tosim Kavonis Limcha Rak Levakashos. Next you say. Some people have a tendency that they dwell upon the 13 middle blessings, but on the first three and the last three, pedal to the metal. That's not important. What's important is what I get. It's not important what I give. That I have to give praise to Hashem and give thanksgiving to Hashem. They focus on the receiving end. So don't go only don't only focus on the 13 middle blessings. Ki ikar ha kavana livrachrois uleshevach. The ikar kavana is for blessings and praise, not bakashas. The first three brachos, I guess these refers to the beginning and the end. Lebrachos uleshevach lechin amru yechavein bechulam. Don't be selective. Every portion of the Shemona Esrei is equally critical. Let's say a person does not have the ability to concentrate. Now, isn't this very, very refreshing what he writes? He's very realistic. He's writing this 800 years ago, and he's telling us, even then, guess what? There were people that were not able to concentrate. We think it's only today? Only today we can concentrate? Even 800 years ago, he acknowledges, V'yefshar. Sometimes you're not in a frame of mind where you can really dwell upon something. The very least, yichavein bebirchas avos or bebirchas hoida. So you must have kavana by the first blessing, the bracha, the first blessing. You have to have kavana every single word. If you mess up the first bracha, so b'di'eved, you can rectify it by having kavana by modin. The two most critical blessings, which are ma'akev the Shemona Esrei for being kosher, are the first blessing and the blessing of Modim. Now, by the way, there's another very important halacha. The first, let's say, gets up to the end of the blessing, the first blessing. You go through Hashem Sifasai Tiftach, and now you find Baruch Ato Hashem Mogen Avraham. And now, when you get to the words Baruch Ato Hashem, you already say Hashem's name, Baruch Ato Hashem, and now you're up to the word Mogen Avraham, and you realize, I was not Mechavein to the Perish Hamilos of not even one word until now. It happens all the time, right? So what do you do? So there's a solution. The solution is that you can at least in your mind review the entire first blessing. If you have not gone on to the second blessing, and the entire first blessing passed you by, like a thought, like nothing, you can just in your mind review. In your mind, say the words in your mind. Hashem, don't move your lips. And don't say the words Hashem Sifasai Tiftach Afia Giti Lasech Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu. If you go through it in your mind, that also can rectify a lip service. Okay, so the first bracha is critical that it be said. If he said with kavana Perish Hamilos, if you miss the first bracha, you can go through it with your mind. If you find yourself in the middle of Shemona Esrei and you realize that you did not have kavana when you said the first bracha, the next thing you should do is make sure when you get to Moedim, Anachnu Lach, you read the words slowly and you with the Perush Hamilos, the simplest possible translation for the bracha of Moedim, and it also can save your Shemoyne Esrei. And that's what he says, V'yikar haka v'yefshu yichavim b'birchas avos or b'birchas harada shim t'chavein rak b'bakashos. If you only have kavana by the bakashos, oz yi l'mala Sotanim, you're going to have adversaries. Sotanim means like a satan, lashon of a satan. In Shemayim, they're going to look at your Shemona Esrei, and the satan is going to say, "What kind of Shemona Esrei is this? This guy, only thing he wants, he's selfish. He wants things for himself. He did not praise Hashem at all." Sheoimrim, they're going to say in heaven, Ein ra'oi lekabel tefilah sayim snafin. They said this tefilah shebichvoid hamak shebichvoid makayim ein echayishesh levakesh bekavanu v'derech tachanunim. This fellow has no concern for Hashem. He did not pay attention when it came to praise Hashem. He only paid attention when it came to get something. V'eich nased etzaynei. How can we do His will? Shaber etzayn nafshay mechavein. He's selfish. V'loy b'shevach. It's a package deal. A person has to give shevach and hoida before he can expect that Hashem will grant him his bakash. L'chach toiv l'spal l'chavein b'simcha v'kavoy l'akosh baruch hu l'spal b'kavana. Therefore, it's proper to pray in the kavim with joy and honor l'akosh baruch hu. Now here's a very powerful idea. Before davening is not a time to engage in conversation. Unfortunately, maybe it's not so unfortunately, but our shuls are basically a social club. That's what has happened today. It's a club. You come to a shul. A shul is a social setting. You meet your friends. You get the latest news. You have in the shul that I daven in, we have for everyone a phone charger. We have Wi-Fi, right? You have some coffee, some cake, place to catch up with your old friends. It's good. I mean, that's the way we live today. That's how it is today, and we can't even imagine it without such a thing. It's a place where a lot of things happen, a lot of chesed happens. And what would we be today without the social element of the Beis HaKnesses? We would be gone. We would be finished. But we have to also recognize that that's not the way it was meant to be. It was meant to be, you come to Beis HaKnesses, there's no conversation, there's no discussion. There are no battery chargers for your phone, and there's no Wi-Fi, and there's no talking. It's pure prayer. So the very least is that before davening begins is to prepare for davening, to meditate. Is not to engage in conversation with your friend before davening, so you don't have on your mind other things. Not to check your email. Shaloi tedaber im adam koidem shetamoid bitfil. You come into mincha, come and you sit down for 5 minutes and do something else. Learn something. Don't talk to your friend. Ela emor dvarim. A person should prepare for davening by saying things which hamachniim esalev tichila berachamim, which cause the person's heart to become humble. This is a very beautiful idea. You're able, if you so wish, to add to each bracha. Okay, you're allowed to add, and in some of the sidurim, the better sidurim they have for the bracha of Rifo'enu, you can add, they have the nusach for you, Yihirat sign, and the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, they have an addition, you can ask for parnasa, and there are other different tachinos, there are certain things that you can add into the blessings. These things, it's not so pashut. In the Sidurim, they have it. Even what they have to add, this is another topic of discussion, if it's correct to embellish the brachos with more bakashas. The Sefer Chasidim says it's A-okay. Okay, so this is his opinion. It's controversial what he says. That's what I'll tell you. You do whatever you want. But this idea of embellishing, of even saying in the bracha of Rifo'enu, adding in a bakasha for a yachid, and adding his name, you should know we do it. It's in the art school siddur, but it's not so pashut. It's not every person who is knowledgeable in all of the laws and all of the yisoidos of tefillah is very pleased that the art school siddur has put on the page an addition on the bottom to add into Baruch Aleinu and to add into Rifa'enu. There are many people, if they were the editor-in-chief of the Siddur, the article Siddur, they would put it in the back. They would say, you want to say it? Okay, turn to the back and say it. To make it too easy, to put on the bottom of the page, they'd be very disturbed, because it's not so simple. Here, obviously, the Sefer Chasidim, he's controversial, as we all know. He says a lot of things that we don't paskin like, but here he says, go for it. Gesunde heit. He's all for it. Uchash and Spalel, yeah. But you have to know what to say. You have to know what to say, how to say it. And there are a lot of rules. And even with all of the rules, even that is not so simple. But he says it's okay. He holds it's permitted. Yeah.
In a Lukayim Yitzhar, then you can talk.
Then right. That after you say Yilaratzon, you should say first the Yilah, then you can do whatever you want. Then you can mamish whatever you want, exactly. But you can talk in English. Okay, you can even talk in English. That's the best time, because before you take your 3 steps back, you are still in a situation where you have a private audience with the king. Now, you should really first say, that ends the Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, I've ended the Shemoneh Esrei, but I didn't take my 3 steps back. So there is still a degree of being oimed lifnei hamelech, and now it's perfectly permitted to say whatever you want in any language, any expression, anything you want. That is definitely the ideal thing to do. For some people, that's not enough. They want it to give more potency. They want to give more oomph. So the way you give more oomph is to put in the bracha itself. Not so simple. Uchish the spalel. Toysif al kol brachah minyan miyam milut tzarchecha ki biyoseh mechinim esalev. Your private tefillos, it's mechinim esalev. It conditions the heart. When a person is given an opportunity to express himself, it conditions his heart to say to feel davening more. V'im loy tuchal toysif lefi yishakol simu koydim. Toysif be'achas or b'shtayim kedei shloy titzarech lemaher bebrach acheres. Okay, if the davening very quickly, so don't be marach. Just be marach in one blessing. And one blessing is enough in order you should not fall behind, like we learned regarding all the different rules of tefillah. Okay, we're going to stop over here, and we'll pick this up near Tashem tomorrow.
Is going to say that Rav, Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yo, they were ending the Tefillah, Yehi Rasul, Rabbi Nechash, Shiloh, Shiyye, Yilom, Toim Baruchim, Chayim Shem, Shalom, 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 they were ending this
in the Tefillah itself.
It's interesting once you say these things, making the Hesed within the beginning of
It's part of prayer.
If you're
saying it as a part, as an expression of prayer, so it's okay.
And you're thinking that this thought being thought is coming from the moor, brain. Why you say you're libi or mochi? Why not mochi? Moach.
The lave and the moyach are interchangeable sometimes. The lave and the moyach.
Is the same meaning?
Not the same meaning, but in tefillah we interchange them sometimes.
Because all the disturbing and bothering thoughts is coming from the moa.
It's in the, you know the answer. You know the answer. The terminology is interchangeable.
I can say at the beginning of one less, Hashem, you know what I need, so give me what I need. No, he wants us to
ask. Right, 100%. You're right.
No, but
you're a different opinion. You're a different opinion. 100%.
I don't think
some people
it's
abuse it.
Well, that's just a little bit.
Some people abuse it. Abuse is not good. It gets out of hand. I'll give you a marshal. I said, Okay, everybody, let's learn. I want to learn today about